It's gone really well. Yeah, I'm really, really pleased with the results. The turnout, the spectators have been amazing, even, you know, right the way through the night as well. We've had people up here supporting. Weather has thankfully held out for us after Friday's downpours. I was contemplating having to postpone it, but no, it's turned out really, really well.
So no rain when it was actually going on, but of course there was so much of it on the Friday that must have made conditions terrible out there, really, really soggy.
Yeah, I mean, to start off with, the fire road, the main fire road, the first climb, that was more like a river coming down there. The actual single track, the man-made stuff, has held up pretty well. Certain places now, after so many riders going through, it's really boggy, really wet and sticky. But on the whole, we're pleased with the course. It's held up really, really well. I think we had a total on laps or mileage about an hour ago, and it's about 4,500 miles ridden. So
that's fantastic. Some very, very muddy individuals, though, and bikes too.
Yeah, there certainly is. It's been testing on both man and machine. I mean, some people have had to change bikes midway through, broken gears and one thing and another. So yeah, it's been tough.
And any idea yet as to who's won individually and in the team?
Yeah, we've actually got a clear winner with the solo. Julian Corlett won again with 50 laps. And a team of four from the fire services, team of three. I stand corrected, team of three for the fire services have done 77 laps, which is double the team lap from last year.
But Julian's is, what, 10 down on what he won with last year. So yeah, that gives an indication as to what the conditions were like out there, yeah, if he struggled in that.
Yeah, and Julian was 10 down, but he also stopped with maybe 2 hours to go, hour and a half, 2 hours to go. He actually stopped. He built up enough of a cushion to win, and he had a big off sort of yesterday afternoon as well. And we've seen stars for a while.
A lot of support as well, not just the riders themselves, but families and friends, and you know, a lot of food put on and all that kind of thing. It seems to have gone really well.
Yeah, it has, and we couldn't have done it without all the supporters, you know, wives, girlfriends, friends, just everybody's just helped. You know, people have made cakes and sandwiches, and just the donations alone has really, really made it worthwhile.
Charity of choice is muscular dystrophy, so hopefully you've raised a good amount.
Hopefully. We'd set ourselves a target of 2,500 this year, so we don't have any clue what we've got at the moment, but hopefully we've gone well over that.
Okay, I'm joined now by Julian Court, the solo winner of this year's longest date, longest ride. First off, Julian, congratulations. This is your second win in a row.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I did it last year as well on the first one.
Last year, I understand you got 60 laps, this year 50, so I think that probably gives people an idea of what the conditions are like this year compared to last year.
Yeah, it was definitely an awful lot tougher this year. I mean, the part of the track was like riding down a riverbed. It was, pretty grim.
I presume a lot of like really sticky parts as well, like you're having to pedal a lot through rather than in some places. Gary was saying you normally could freewheel them down them, and this time you were having to pedal through it, so that must have made it a lot harder as well.
It did. It was hot and dusty last year, so you could just more or less blast it down the trail, but this time you really had to have your wits about you because you had to concentrate on where you were going. I mean, part of it was like quicksand to actually ride through.